I did like the movie. The 3D part was a bit tiring on the eyes. I was not really impressed with the 3D technology. Maybe the glasses that I got were not as keen. Not really sure. But that's real tiring after a while. Real long hours wearing those glasses is not very comfortable. Also, they made the movie less brighter, and it's like watching a movie through sunglasses. It gets, you know, the contrast and all, it's not that bright, and the picture that could have looked gorgeous only looks good. Overall, it was the movie was all about the special effects. It had a very strong political message. The analogy I can draw is definitely Americans attacking Iraq, Afghanistan, and that was pretty much the story in that movie, Avatar. I was very impressed with the detail of the new world he created. It is incredible. But the expectations were very high, and I was expecting to be blown away, and I was a little bit. I guess I'll just grab something to eat and head home. I have an exam on 5th, that is 6-7 days from now. So I cannot really spare too much time for wandering around this market, around Connaught Place. I have to go home. And another thing, I exercise early morning. I am a fit person, so when I was watching the movie, I was feeling very sleepy. And no, it was not the fault of the movie. It happens often that I feel sleepy a lot of times while watching a movie. Wow. A lady just called me, said, excuse me. Just backed off, and what she did was there was a paper flag, and I you know, she got the paper flag in her hand, walked towards me and said, excuse me, this is just a flag. And she pinned that paper flag, and this just happened right now when I stopped talking. So she just pinned the flag on my jacket. And the other lady that was standing beside her had these slips, this bundle of slips, and she said it's for the donation for 26th of January, for the handicap donation. Now, as soon as you hear the word donation, the handicap donation, that means they're going to demand money, and they will not let you off unless you give some money. This is absolutely a scam, and I don't know how these people are even allowed, or maybe they're not and they're just doing it, but this is not the first time that's happening to me. And I just took the flag off, gave it back to her, and walked off. She did say something, I give a shit. Welcome to India. Where do I have to go? Well, finding a place to eat something. Probably cafe, coffee day, but want something. I want to grab a quick bite, so probably KFC. Not sure. I have been coming to this place for a long time, I'm still not comfortable finding my way. Still cannot really tell where what place is, because as I told a zillion times before, I'm not good with directions. It's a chronic problem and I don't know how to be cured. I see some colorful people around me. The last recording I did was while watching New Moon, and I guess I did not tell how I found the movie. I am a Twilight fan, queer as you may call, but yes, 19, and I've read all the books. So I went to see New Moon. I did like the movie. It was definitely better than Twilight. The budget, it looked like a more expensive movie, and unlike the first one, unlike Twilight, which just seemed like a very low budget film. They used all the old ropes and stuff to do their stunts. Twilight was a little bit more polished. I enjoyed it a lot more. Sorry, New Moon was... Oh, this noise and disruption. New Moon was a little bit more polished. Fuck you, stop it. You did. No, he didn't. So New Moon was definitely a lot more polished, and I liked it a lot more. Definitely Taylor Lautner, I guess he's called, was applaudable. And while I was going back, I used the metro. It's the shortest, easiest, fastest way to reach home from the theater. So I was going to the metro, bought a ticket, and did not have a change. So the guy who was selling me the ticket, he did not have a change either. So what to do? A girl comes to me, an attractive looking girl, and she says, "You want change? Here, take some change." That was really nice. I was so surprised. People coming to help. That was a nice ending to that day. I do have some change today, although. Some chunk of change in my pocket. I'm bouncing around and still cannot find a place to eat. It's a circular market, so I guess if I go walk long enough, I will find a place very soon. Walking by the leisure room, what's this? Fantasy, I think it's called. This is a market with a lot of international brands. Cartier, Dakar, and a lot of local brands. I mean, not many local brands, a few local brands. And this is a very expensive place to buy land for selling stuff. Most of the people that are here have been here from a very long time, from the time they could afford to buy this place, where this, and the time when this place was not as happening. I still can't find a place to eat. I'm hungry, I haven't not really eaten much from the morning, and it's 4 p.m. right now. A tall black dude walking with a girl. You don't see black people here, you see brown people, that is the native color of people. You will see some not so brown people. Indians really do have just different shades of brown. They're either very dark, not very dark, light brown, or super light brown. And I guess the skin color, you don't find it in too many other countries. A Chinese, or a Japanese, or a Korean. I don't know how to distinguish, but a chinky running around. There's so many tourists here. Why? I don't know. Why would you come to India? Give me a reason.
Yeah.
I can't think of any. Unless, of course, you wanna do some research. You don't come here to a vacation. You don't come here on a vacation. This is not the place to be, babe. Okay, I'll just blabbering random bullshit. I'm not making any sense whatsoever. But I will keep speaking because I can. Because I have nothing else to do. I will keep speaking unless I have something to eat. And can't really find a place. Guess it's not that weird for me to just blab on and on without thinking. Okay, a lot of people I can see. So, all kinds of shapes and colors. Mostly short. And a few very, very tall ones. United Colors of Pens, and that's the British clothing brand. And there is Color Plus, which I think is Indian, but I'm not really sure. It's a very fancy place, United Coffee House, restaurant and bar. I like this place, but I will not go there now because I want a quick bite. I'm looking for a fast food outlet. There are like, I think, 5 or 6 cafe coffee days here. We don't have Starbucks yet. If you have McDonald's, 3. But you know, McDonald's is everywhere. I don't like McDonald's. We also have KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. We have Barista, the chain. We also have, what else? Subway. I do like Subway. I will stop by Subway if I can find a Subway. But right now all I'm doing is just walking around. Finding nothing, really. Hey, Louis Philippe. The host at another restaurant. You know, when you're walking in this place with a girl, a lot more beggars will come and stalk you. I remember I was with this girl a few months back. I came here to just walk because I like walking. I like walking and talking. And oh my god, at least three beggars, the homeless people. We call them beggars here, not the homeless people, because a lot of people are homeless, but they're not all beggars. But the beggars, oh my god. They will stalk you and irritate the hell out of you. I mean, it is a very sad picture, and not being some highly mighty soul who doesn't care about anyone else, but when you have those people in such a big number, it is very disturbing. Especially when you see movies where they show that these guys have actual communities and rules and regulations, and they actually train for all this when they could have done better with their life. I mean, to think of it, who would really train? Go to like a begging school? But they do. They definitely do. Be surprised as you might, but that is the reality. There's so much noise, I feel like I can't speak loud enough here. I raise my voice a little louder and I will almost be shouting. Still no place to eat that I want to go to. I guess it is not really such a difficult task, but you know, my geography skills. What happened? Ooh, we got stuck in some mud. Okay, shit. Don't kill me. Some cyclist. Alright. Horns blaring, horns blaring. This is New Delhi for you. Yeah, come on, go ahead. You're on the road. Blow the horns. You have a fucking horn, blow it. Wimpy. That's an old restaurant. But do they really have takeaway menu? Takeaways? I'll check it out. Never been to Wimpy's. Oh, this looks vintage. What is on the menu? Biryani and a burger place. Really? Are you kidding me? Hamburger with cheese, contains lamb, peppy paneer burger, veggie burger. I guess I'll take a veggie burger. Make you look at me. Guy just looking at his turn. Just got a call. Got an SMS, SMS. Who is gonna take the order? It's very crowded here. And it's a Monday, it's a working day. Do you guys have any other fucking thing to do? It's like swearing at that character. No, I don't. Do you have a takeaway? Veg burger. One veg. Veg burger. One. No. Chicken drums, chicken nuggets, veg nuggets. What really is the point of veg nuggets? Wimpy, but I'm talking to myself. Thank you. Feet on the go. Not many people walk and eat here, but I will. Because I can. I'll also buy some soda. It's not really soda. It's either Pepsi or it's Mountain Dew or 7-Up. Excuse me. 7-Up, baba? 7-Up. Half a liter. I don't have change. Kidney? Khule to hai. Thank you. Oh, bunch of police guys, policemen. Police guys, policemen. Just sitting around relaxing, listening to music on their phone. Wow! Never eaten a burger from Wimpy. This is the first time I'll try it. My first food item on my musical diary. Dear diary, I'm eating. Okay, I will throw away the wrapper, not on the road like everyone else. People don't really like to keep the city clean. They are used to living in a dustbin. It really is a dustbin. But I will be a nice guy. I will be the environment cleanliness friendly person and will find a dustbin for this goddamn wrapper. And I found one. Used one. See, the problem is that there are not enough dustbins here. Or people would use them, I'm sure. Why wouldn't you? But there aren't many dustbins here. That's my 7-Up opening. I like 7-Up. First a sip of 7-Up. I will make these food eating noises to amplify the effect that I'm eating. Stop looking at me, bitch. Not bad. Definitely better than the one at McDonald's. I will come back. It cost me $50, that is approximately $1. American dollar. Enjoy some music while I finish this burger. Signing off, My Musical Diary. Mm-hmm.